From a perspective. Recently, the High Court of South Africa had to determine whether the decision taken by the South African Revenue Services to audit a taxpayer constituted administrative action. Now, according to Louise Kutzer, associate of the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at commercial law firm Cliffdecker Hofmeyr, the taxpayer contended that SARS' decision to audit was unlawful. Kutzer joins us now on the line to unpack this. Louise, thank you for joining us. Firstly, explain to us what it means to audit a taxpayer.
So when thank you for having me. When SARS finds that a taxpayer's tax returns do not necessarily line up with what SARS the taxpayer's status to be, SARS will decide to audit that taxpayer to ensure that the taxpayer has been tax compliant with all of its requirements under all of the tax acts. And to that extent, it's Section 40 of the Prisoner Act that enables SARS to conduct these audits. The powers conferred on SARS in that regard are quite broad, but specifically, and as the court said in this case, insofar as the decision to audit is made on the basis of any consideration that's relevant to the proper administration of the Tax Act, then SARS, you know, can take any such consideration and decide to audit the taxpayer.
Now, talk us through the judgment that was handed by the High Court and why it's quite a significant one.
So it was an interesting case, you know, for the facts side of it. The applicants were selected for audit after SARS's Tax and Customs Enforcement Unit was informed of suspicious activities. And instead of making the relevant documents available during the audit, the applicants, let's say, decided to launch a review application in respect of the decision by SARS to audit. The High Court in this case, you know, was required to do quite an extensive analysis on whether the decision by SARS to audit constitutes a reviewable decision in respect of South Africa's administrative law. As a starting point in our administrative law, we use the Promotion of Administrative Justice Act, failing which we use the principle of legality to review decisions by public organs of state. And in this case, prejudice didn't apply, so the court had to determine whether the decision by SARS to audit could be reviewed on the basis of the principle of legality. And it looked at different things. The first was, you know, what powers are conferred on SARS in terms of Section 40, which, like I said, is the section that enables SARS to conduct audits. The court also looked at the scope and the purpose of the decision taken by SARS to audit. And, you know, in respect of these two points, the court was able to decide whether SARS had acted within the confines of the powers. And then I think another important thing that the court looked at was the ripeness of the matter and whether it was appropriate for a review application to have been instituted by the applicants at that time. You know, in this regard, the court, you know, questioned whether, in line with the principle of subsidiarity, you know, the taxpayer didn't have other avenues that it should have followed instead of this review process. And from a significance perspective, as far as I know, you know, this is the first time that the decision by SARS to audit has been taken on review. I think that's important because it gives, you know, clarity on the avenues available to taxpayers in the event that SARS decides to audit, but also more importantly, it gives guidance regarding when it's appropriate to institute these review proceedings when it comes to decisions taken by SARS.
So what's the lesson that South African businesses can learn from this?
I think there's a couple of things. The first is that, you know, you should be conscious, the taxpayer should be conscious of the processes and the remedies available to them, you know, in the Tax Administration Act. You know, it's necessary to adhere to the principle of subsidiarity where you rely on legislation that gives effect to your rights before you rely on the broader principles that are contained in PAJA and, you know, the principle of legality and just in general administrative law. So I think also in that sense, it's probably easier and more cost effective to make use of those specific remedies in the tax legislation rather than taking decisions on review. Another important thing, I think, is that just because the decision to audit in this case wasn't reviewable doesn't mean that action taken by SARS can never be taken on review, because SARS, you know, remains an organ of state, and so there is review to, there's scope to review decisions. For example, you know, decisions taken in terms of 164 of the Tax Administration Act. So there is still scope to take decisions by SARS on review.
Well, Louise, thank you so much for joining us here on Africa Midday. It's been a pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Louise Kutze, associate of the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at commercial law firm Cliffdecker Hofmeyr. She was joining us on the line, bringing the time almost 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us.